Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Man, I want some new... No, I need some new music. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, my co-host, co-founder, and great friend, I want to welcome you to this episode of Listener New Music. The picks are coming from January 2026, so we're on a new page on the calendar. I hope you're still not writing 2025 on all your checks at the grocery store. I want to thank everybody who has contributed this month, and I appreciate y'all getting your picks in very, very much. If you didn't hear Jim Linehan's kickoff episode yesterday, please go back and listen to that. He always comes up with some great stuff and keeps his new music ears to the ground and always is kind enough to transfer that knowledge to our listeners. Okay, today we're going to start off, as we traditionally do, with the new music innovator. Stephen Routledge will take us through his picks from January 2026. But for that, I want to remind everybody to continue voting in the Suburbs Pod 90s Album Bracket Madness Poll. There's a new matchup every day. You just go to facebook.com/suburbspod or find us at Suburbs Pod on the Facebook. And the matchup for today, if you're listening to this episode when it is released on February 18th, is going to be Teenage Fan Club Bandwagon-esque against Weezer's Blue Album. Voting for that should be intense. And so I think it's fitting that we're going to hear from Stephen Routledge today, given his Teenage Fan Club-dom. All right, folks, with that, we are going to start and hand it over to Stephen. And here's how we do that. He's got it.
Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Stirling with my first new music picks of 2026. Sometimes January can be a quiet month for new music, but not this year. Andrew Howie, the Stirling-based musician whose Pale White Branches was my album of 2021 and a podcast guest on episode 1299, put out Diagram, a far more contemplative album than Pale White Branches, but very good nonetheless. Megadeth released what Dave Mustaine says will be the final album from the Thrash Titans, and whilst it is, as much of their latter-day output has proven to be, a bit of a curate's egg, there is still plenty to enjoy. However, I believe Roger Grace, who I had the great pleasure of meeting up with in one of my local pubs for a couple of sherbets in January, may well cover Mr. Mustaine in his picks. Also putting out excellent new music was Lucinda Williams, whose World's Gone Wrong shows that she has still plenty of fire left in the belly to go with that wonderful gravelly voice. Courtney Marie Andrews also put out an excellent new album in Valentine, but I suspect my Swedish brother, Niklas Nygaards, will probably pick something from that. In fact, I owe my first pick to another listener, Liam McIndoe, and his pick of Holy Water Blacklight in his November 2025 selections, and their single release, Heavy Why. Or as I said to him after hearing it, more like Heavy Why Not. The full album landed in January, and I love it. Heavy shoegaze that gets the new music train rolling with a bang. My pick is Void to Be. My second choice stays loosely in the shoegaze arena, with Danish black gaze merchants Mull. Their third album arrived on the 30th of January, and this band makes an interesting sound. A curious but very enjoyable mix of Snow Patrol, New Order and extreme metal that is both melodic, powerful and compelling. And my choice from the album would be Garland. That will do for this month. As ever, I look forward to hearing what everyone else has picked. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day. Welcome. Heavy, why not?